My presentation this morning is varietal variability for cotton ginning efficiency. Since 1982, there has been about 60% reduction in gene numbers and about 339% increase in annual volume of cotton ginned in the United States. Electricity cost has been going up by over at least $1 per barrel, while the price of dryer fuel has gone up by about 93 cents per barrel. So energy consumption has become one of the largest expenses of a cotton gin in this country. And one way, I believe, to cut costs is to look for varieties that gin faster and with less energy. Across the years, many researchers reported on varietal differences in fiber attachment strengths and the potential of these varieties in reducing ginning costs. The major findings so far can be condensed into about 5 points. First one is attachment strengths of Gossypium barbadens, Gossypium hirsutum, Gossypium herbaceum, and Gossypium arborum were 0.26, 0.41, 0.76, and 0.98 grams per fiber, respectively. So what this shows is that the diploids in general have higher attachment forces as compared to the tetraploids. They're harder to gin, in other words. So varieties with high attachment strengths tend to reduce gin productivity by increasing power consumption, slowing the system, and increasing fiber damage as measured by short fiber contents and nap counts. Varieties vary not only in ginning energy requirements, but also in the speed at which they gin. In general, naked seed cotton varieties with less fuzz require less energy and time to gin. And finally, it was also reported that the strength of attachment of fibers to seed is a genetic trait and it is hereditary. And as a breeder, this makes me happy to hear this, because then you can work in improving that. So the objective of the research was basically one, to identify varieties with reduced ginning energy requirements and gin faster and maintain fiber quality through the ginning process. And number two, evaluate the relationship between the ginning efficiency of these varieties and the quality parameters. Materials and methods. 32 varieties, including both conventional and transgenic lines, were included in the study. These were planted in 40-foot single rows, 40-inch between the rows, 4 replications, 2 locations, at Stoneville, Mississippi in 2008. Then 50 bolts were hand-harvested from each entry and stored for 3 days to equilibrate the moisture level before ginning. The cotton was ginned with a Tenso laboratory gin stand, and the power consumed by the gin stand was measured in watt hours per kilogram of lint and recorded as gross energy and net energy with a power meter. Ginning rate was also recorded as grams ginned per second. So gross energy in our context was the power consumption of the gin stand integrated over time required to gin, and it has two components. The first component will be the idle energy, which is the power consumption of the gin stand without the presence of the cotton, and the net energy, which is the gross energy minus the idle energy. So basically, our major interest is more on the net energy side. All materials were analyzed for EFI strengths, including nap counts and short fiber content. Fuzz weight was taken from seeds from 50 bolts sample. That will be, this is the weight difference between delinting and after delinting. That difference will be the fuzz weight. Correlation between all parameters were calculated. and the statistical analysis were performed using the PROC-GLM and the PROC mixed of the SAS program. Result and discussion. Statistically, highly significant difference between the 32 varieties were found for the genigrade, for gross energy, and for the net energy. And also between the NEB counts, short fiber content, and the fuzz weight, highly significant difference was found between these varieties. In addition to that, for strength and length, fiber length, and micro-nera, again, we have highly significant difference between these varieties. Table 4 summarizes the fuzz weight, ginning energy, NEB count, and the short fiber content data for the two of the best ginners and one of the worst ginner varieties. The two best ginners are one Arkansas line and one Stoneville line here, and the worst ginner is this line here. And if you look across here, you could see that the best ginners have lower fuzz weight, they have higher gene rate, that is, they gene faster, and then they have lower gross energy to gene it as compared to this one here, you see, and then lower net energy as compared to the bad ginner here. And not only that, but the NEB and the short fiber content appear also to be lower in the good geners, the best geners, as compared to the bad gener, which is this figure here. Figure 1 summarizes the lines tested into two groups based on the gening requirement and spin of gening. The first group will be this group here, and the second group will be this group here. The first group has, as you can see it here, has a desired combination of low energy and fast ginning. It required, the net energy was lower. Look at the ginning rate, faster ginning, higher ginning per second. The other group, which is not desirable in our case, is those varieties that require, you know, higher energy, but the gin much, much slower. So there are about 3 varieties in this group and about 3 on this one. But totally we set 32 varieties. I just presented only 3 on this side, 3 on this side, just because of the shortage of the space. Otherwise, all the 32 varieties have been categorized into groups like this. So the gene stand power consumption is again summarized here. It's more or less the same information, but what happens is the energy required is the power consumed times the time it takes to gene, which will be the area under the curve. So if you look at the Arkansas line, which is one of the best geners, it has low area under the curve. It's a good gener. The bad gener, the Farmax 840 B2R, has a very big area under the curve, meaning it required higher energy to gene. So we're not interested in that line. Correlations were again carried out because one of the objectives, like I said earlier, was to see if, there, if this genic efficiency in the varieties is correlated with the fiber traits. And what you see is that genic rate is negatively and significantly correlated with gross energy, NEB count, and fuzz weight. That means they go in opposite directions. When you increase one, the other goes down. The gross energy is positively and significantly correlated with the net energy, NEB count, and fuzz weight. That is, the moment you have the NEB count is higher, the fuzz weight is higher, then the ginning energy also goes up, or the vice versa. Because with the NEB counts, what's happening is there's more energy required to untangle the fibers. So it takes more energy to do that. So gross energy, again, is positively and significantly correlated with net energy, NEB count, and fuzz weight. And net energy is positively and significantly correlated with fuzz weight again. So in conclusion, this is what you can derive from this 1 year, 2 location data. The experiment is repeated this year to give us a more conclusive result. But from 1 year, we can conclude that there is enough genetic variability within commercial cultivars to warrant further genetic studies on genetic efficiency, and maybe cross this threat into more commercially accepted varieties in the Delta area. And number two, which is very important, the ginning efficiency was significantly related to desirable ginning performance, such as faster ginning and greater ginning capacity, and to desirable seed and fiber quality, such as fewer cotton seed linters and fewer NEPs in the ginned material. Well, that's all I have. I went further than I was intended to do. So if you have any questions, I'll be very much interested.
Yes, we have some time.
Ephraim?
Yes, sir.
Did you have storm tolerant and open bowl type? Did you have strippers and pickers in there?
Most of the lines grown in West Texas, in the high plains, we talk about stripper and picker varieties. In the Delta, I don't think you basically talk in that language, but you see differences. You're right. Some bolts just hang out, some don't. We have seen this trait in the material, but we haven't accounted into the whole calculation. You know, the whole how it figures with the ginning efficiency. But again, that's a good suggestion. Yeah, we might look into.
Thank you. Mm.
Is the yield pretty much consistent from these different ones you looked at?
Well, the yield is, there is a tremendous amount of variation within the yield. Because like I said, some of these are highly stacked varieties. Roundup, BT genes are in there. Some are conventional, you know, almost obsolete varieties. So the yield difference within the varieties is tremendous. So, but at this juncture, our interest was really to focus on if there is any varietal genetic difference in terms of how much energy is required to gene. But at the end of the day, when we go into the next stage, which will be the crossing phase, where we need to transfer this trait into higher yielding varieties, then we'll look into those high yielding varieties.
Now, what do you attribute to these increases in energy in the different, was it the seed fiber attachment forces, or you mentioned something about combing out the NIPs?
It's a combination of factors. One, the NEPs play a big role because the higher the NEPs, like I said, the higher the energy it requires to generate. The other big factor is the level of the strength of attachment of the fiber to the seed. Some of these varieties are naked seed, like the Arkansas, and I showed you there, has a naked seed trait. I mean, if you gene it, you see the fuzz at the top, but the bulk of the seed, just with one ginning, is black. The fuzz is gone. Meaning there is, the more naked it is, the lesser energy it requires to gene. But what makes it more interesting is we found also fuzzy lines, not naked, fuzzy lines, like the Stoneville line there was fuzzy, but it gened much better than the rest of the varieties. So it's a combination of factors which maybe we'll sort, you know, in the next steps. Cliff, do you agree with this? Cliff is one of the...
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.